how not the
other people use networks. Friends. You just ask it questions. YouTube. How do I paint a wall?
Hey YouTube, how do I murder Sinfoot?
Good morning, afternoon, and evening, and welcome to a new format episode of Mileage May Vary, the podcast where we gonna try this one more time. We got this. New year, new format. I wanted to react to that so bad. New format. We gonna go straight through, no edits. Nobody saying Sinfuego's name. It's gonna be a one piece. Whatever minutes as is, I do not have the mental capacity to edit everything. Look for the names every time. So we got this time. New year, we got this. We're professionals.
Fresh out the gate, I'm saying the N-word.
Guess who's back?
It's been a hot minute. 2 minutes to be exact. 6 months, yeah, and 34 seconds. It's been some time. I forgot that we were supposed to put one of these out. We actually tried, but the audio was trash. I promise you, it sounded bad.
I'm not gonna lie to you. We filmed 30 episodes all during 2020. And we just had to wear masks, so all the audio was trash. So
we're responsible. Went back
and tried to, you know, edit everything. We've heard the trash audio. So we had to scrap 2020 like everybody else did.
We literally recorded everything one go. We were like, we'll listen to it at the end of the year. Surprise.
Bruh,
didn't work out the same way.
It was sad that we had to scrap all that footage.
So we're trying this again. This is 2021. Mm-hmm. We made it, y'all. Four people who started the year made it to the end of the year. This is the new year. No different. Everything's the same.
Well, these niggas tried to overthrow the government this year, so
I mean, that's what I was saying. That was a long time coming.
You know what? Hold on. My bad. Pull up the door, actually, because I can hear all of Speed Racer. Niggas just want to go down to university making all the noise. Okay.
I know.
There we go.
University.
Huh? Oh, I mean, but university goes pretty far.
No, in Texas.
Exactly.
We've been giving local food fucking suggestions for the last 2 years.
I do a whole YouTube.
I was gonna give the Riverwalk. Yeah. You know, there's a bunch of food spots in our place, San Antonio Riverwalk.
So, do we need further introduction? Do y'all know who we are? Is this the first time you're listening? If it is,
I feel like we don't need to introduce ourselves.
Nah, we already know who we are. This is your boy Patrick Irving, my guy right in front of me, Sinfuego, to the left of him, Daniel, to the left of him,
Savage.
it's been so long, he done forgot your name.
I almost called you Savage Geese. I was like, damn, that's a lot.
Savage Geese.
The guy who wears glasses on YouTube.
Yes,
thanks.
That guy. So
the monotone ass guy.
Thank you all for listening to this new episode. I have no idea how long it's going to be because we got so much to fill you in on and fill ourselves in on. And Savage just found out there was an African lady trying to tell everybody coronavirus was a real 6 months ago. So I feel like, you know, there's so much information we have to provide to everybody. He just saw that video like an hour ago. So, you know, I don't want to have anybody lost on this. But if you've never listened to an episode before this, there should be episodes before this. You'll figure this out. But this is an episode about, a podcast about everything. I'm not editing anything out. I'll mess up. Sinfuego's name is in Sinfuego. That's it. So, how's everybody? No, I'm playing.
How's everybody's year?
Here's a new thing. Here's what the new thing's going to be. Perspective for 2021 for you individually, how you think it's about to be. And then we just, every week, we're going to check back in and see how that goes. Not every week. I forgot. Also, new rule. You're going to see us every month because I don't have enough time to edit all of this as much as I used to.
But that's the thing. What if I say my process is going to be lit? So
speak it into existence.
Everything's going to be lit. That's the thing. I already expect it to be lit. Like, I'm going to do lit shit. So, you're going to be like, oh, how was your week lit this, you know, this week or month? I'm like, you know.
It wasn't lit? No, was it lit?
Yeah, it better be.
It's on you now. Nah, it's on you to make sure it's lit.
That's a lot of responsibility. I don't like to commit to anything for that long.
So what do you have anything you want to work on?
I don't need lit anymore.
Is there anything outside of lit you want to work on for this year?
I just want money and power. And it's not even this year. I want that forever. I want money and power.
All right, cool. Sir Daniel?
I want to end 2021 the same way I started 2021 on somebody's yacht. Hopefully, I don't have to pay for it. I want to do shit that I had never did before. Like, I want to rob a robber. Like, a nigga pull up on me like, give me what you got. And I'd be like, no, give me what you got. 2021 is a year of unexpected shit. So, you know, that's how I'm just going to be. I'm trying to, you know, make some money and stay dangerous. That's all I plan on doing.
Perfect. I was like, put that on your tombstone. I'd be like, that's not the best way to end 2021.
I was here to make money and stay dangerous. I live fast and died young.
And Young Savage, bearded one, tell us how things are going to be for you going forward. Tell us what you're about to work on going forward while I look for the next stuff to put on in the background.
So, finally dropped the clothing line.
All right.
I've been talking about this for the longest. Social Savages, go follow me on Instagram. Talking like Lil Wayne. So anyways, more activity from my brand is what I want to see. Want to open my shop this year for sure, where I can get more cars in there. We are in the talks of making that happen as we speak, and more things. Hopefully, I want to make this a goal and by the end of the year buy a house.
Oof.
Dope. Oof. Throw that out there.
Oof.
Make it heavy.
How do you hopefully make it a goal?
Right. Damn.
You got to make it a goal.
Right.
If this had video format, we could all just. Like,
I know.
Put
we're pointing. I know.
We're all pointing at him, guys, just in case.
Oh, you want to ask him?
No, that was it.
Yeah, so I was like,
that was expand your mind, right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's it.
Oh yeah, I'm buying a Model Y this year. Done. I'm gonna get rid of the Q50. Might get a Corolla in the meantime. Nah, because the lease I was looking up, the lease price is the same. It's cheaper than my goddamn payment.
Word.
So I was like, lease that bitch 3 years and then buy it at the end of the lease. Like, boom. Tricked you, bitch.
And the crazy thing is, they just introduced the lease to own feature, like,
yeah,
end what? Of last year. Before it was like lease, and we're going to use these in our robo taxi fleet in the whatever foreseeable future, whenever they have robo taxis, because you know that's the future.
Nah, don't let them use that for the Tesla truck.
I was gonna keep that bitch regardless. It's gonna be like, nah, you done with your lease? Nah, I'm keeping it. I'm just gonna buy this whole now.
It's mine now. Yeah. Just letting you know. All right, that's good. I mean, let me know. I got the code.
Oh, you got the promo code.
I got the code.
Yeah.
I mean, by then we don't know what type of incentives.
I forgot you're a rich nigga and you already have a Tesla.
Rich nigga, we have
my apartment.
Rich nigga shit.
You see our goals? He's like,
I already did that. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, maybe also this year you trying to get like me? That sounds cool.
Reach
that's something
stars.
To achieve,
reach
but you know, like don't reach too high. I don't want you to disappoint yourself.
Nigga, you see what we're doing this podcast. I mean, you don't know where we're doing this podcast at.
Yeah.
But, you know, you see where we're doing this podcast.
MNV Podcast Studio South.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So, that's dope, man.
How about your perspective for the year?
My perspective for the year. My perspective for the year is going to be, I plan on making the YouTube channel more lucrative. More content for your head top. Make sure that I'm doing at least 2 episodes a month so that it can flesh out and hopefully become monetized. I want to say by June. I'm hoping to make it monetized by June because people are making decent money off of YouTube if you
Definitely.
You get that that's your main priority, of course. But I'm just going to see what I can do. Hopefully the quality is good enough for people to be like, oh yeah, I'll sub and see what happens in the near future. Hopefully I got enough content to figure that stuff out.
Would you be interested in doing one of those relationship vlogs?
At all. Never that.
I feel like those are terrible.
Destroy it.
I feel like those relationships who do that, those people really hate each other.
They hate each other.
No. Like, man, fuck you. No, fuck you. Come on, let's do this video. We got to put out one today. Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
We're going to the grocery store. Oh, my gosh. Let's play a prank on her. Dog, I hate those.
They're slowly,
shadows.
They're slowly, like, they're, you know how, like, cigarettes.
Yeah.
Too much steak kills you.
This is like cigarettes. They're going away because people are learning they're bad for you.
Nah, facts though.
That was clutch.
Nah, it's. I hate when I see like girls post up a clip from one of those relationship vlogs on IG and they be like, goals. Them people hate each other, bro. Shut the fuck up.
What was I just listening to? Demetrius Harmon. Do you know Meech and I forgot his name. They're two funny dudes. Did YouTube skits for a while or social media skits for a while. And then Demetrius started doing like, you know, a little brand name called I forgot. I'll have to show you him just so I'm gonna look for him while I do all this, but they were just talking about that. They were having a literary conversation talking about like those who do that, it's really like short lived. Like you're putting on a super front, hoping that people come back. But the thing is, people who wanna watch it, they just really wanna escape whatever life they're having.
Yeah.
Like, you watch 20 minutes of a whole entire relationship vlog, you're like,
bro, that just means you wanna be with a relationship, but don't nobody wants you.
That's hurtful. Thank God I don't watch them.
I be coming across them and I be like, oh man, his chick is bad. But that's it. I'm done. I'm done with this. On to the next.
Like, it's so... It's weird to watch somebody else's relationship through a glass door or a glass... Like, through a window, because essentially you're just like... And how... that's him right
now. Okay, I see his face.
So,
He looks
like
so familiar.
He makes memes and shit. And, like, YouTube clips and stuff.
The one when I sent you with... he was Adam and Eve and like, God, this for us?
Yeah.
No, they broke up.
Him and no. This is him. I
was talking about him. He looked familiar.
Oh, is I mean, I have played his sub to his channel.
You know,
he does photography.
Where we at?
That's a boy. He clearly looks like a Pokemon.
Yeah, I have no idea, bro. I don't judge.
Yeah, bro. Like, yeah, bust up. Do whatever you want.
But it's like, what's the new move now? All these relationship vlogs, what they're gonna be like, hey guys, we're going to the grocery store, check us out on our OnlyFans. Well, they just monetizing every little aspect of their life, well, bro.
That's what's interesting. I was thinking about that today.
Starting OnlyFans?
No. You fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I was buying dirt for my mom. Buying dirt.
Nah, look at how far we done came. We done got money, now we buy dirt. When we was poor, we used to have to just go find dirt.
I was like, how are we buying dirt? I was like, everything is monetized. Everything. Nah. Water is monetized. Dirt is monetized.
G shit. When I realized we was affluent. I didn't know this was some regular nigga shit. But my uncle called us and was like, I just bought some rocks. I need y'all to change the rocks in my driveway. This nigga had us picking it up like, nope, this rock dirty. Gotta go. This rock's the new from the new rock pile. Yeah. This nigga had us picking rocks.
Have you ever raked rocks before? And then go and pour rocks where the rocks you rigged. You're like, this is torture. And then you watch a movie, and that's what they do to torture them.
They put them out on the field.
You say breaking rocks, like, I've done that shit. You're grown ups. You have full man muscles.
Bruh.
Oh, shoot. How did you get to that again?
He said he was thinking about how everything's monetized.
Oh, okay. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
That's just always been one thing. I don't want to say any names, but I do know people who do watch relationship vlog channels. Most of them came up from pranks and stuff.
Yeah.
And of course they just like, oh, as soon as everybody is, the thing is, one person, it was all pranks, relationship pranks. And then at one point it was like, you know what? We should just film our daily lives. And then they were like, all right, cool. One person did. They were like, yeah, we should stop pranking each other. Like, yeah, you're right. I got bruises. And like, we're going to follow them. And then everybody else started following. So it was always like, this is our family. Yeah. And that just became a wave. But the thing is, they get so repetitive because they're so alike, like almost carbon copy. Because then when one person does one thing, the whole spectrum of relationship family videos start doing the same thing. Mukbangs, let's go through the drive-thru and order the last thing the person ordered in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
It's like you just say you want the last thing that the person in front of you just ordered, so you just surprising yourself.
I hope you die. Continue. Like, dumbest shit I've ever heard.
But the thing
I hope
is,
they ordered fucking crack. No. And then you try and then you die.
No. Fuck. I hope, no, real shit. One time they go to like a hood corner restaurant. Oh. And they like, yeah, I need what the people in front of me got. And they like, all right, cool, it's a brick of heroin, $25,000. And they like, oh no, this, we were just doing this for you too. Bitch, you playing with my money?
20 shot right there. $25,000.
And it's like, it's live on YouTube Live. So they like, damn.
We and saw you know what? And I hope they arrest all those white folks involved in that. See, you said hood, you thought it was black. You're racist.
Wow.
Racist.
Like, no, yeah.
That's the dumbest, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I know, as the oldest person in this group, that I'm not in with all this shit, but that's the dumbest fucking thing I ever heard. Even unboxing is more cool than that. Whoa. At least you're surprising.
You watch your filthy fucking mouth. Unboxing serves a purpose.
No, I said, like, I said even
but
unboxing.
Said even unboxing. Yeah. Like, don't even associate unboxing with
prior to this conversation. No. Unboxing was trash.
No, unboxing is dope because it's like, sometimes I'd be like, I should get this new phone.
And I wonder what's in the box.
I should get this new phone. And it's a nigga who look at phones all day who's like, yo, let me tell you why this phone is better than this phone.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Because before you thought he was just going to open the box.
Yeah, he don't just open the box and be like, oh shit, it's a phone. Next box. But this nigga be like, all right, cool. This has a 32 megapixel camera. Then he pulls out the next 5 phones that I was about to look at and be like, let's see which one of these bitches is the best. And then he takes pictures of the same shit.
Yeah, with the cameras.
Says, all right, cool, let's see what the speakers look like. Yeah. Think about if it was like a car salesman, but instead of them trying to sell you a product, they're like, I'm about to break down every feature of this car, take this bitch apart, tell you what's in here, what's the best, and then you make your own fucking decision.
No, you can do a review.
Did the React tricks? I don't need. I don't need somebody like,
wow.
This is a new Tesla.
Shout out to the niggas who really do unboxing good. Hey, KHB, Unbox Carter, Unbox Therapy.
He's trying to say Unbox Therapy because he make all them noises.
Man, you watch your mouth.
Unbox Therapy is that nigga.
There's a Canadian
Flossie Carter.
Authentic noises.
Dog, Flossie Carter get an Unbox knife. He's like, just check out my new Unbox knife. And he opens it with different signature knives. MKHB, I like how he does it too, because he does the phone awards. Yeah. This nigga,
he has 30, a niche 40 for himself.
Phones was like, all right, we're going to tell you which one's the best.
No, ooh, nigga had no, categories straight.
And Unbox Therapy.
Some of us like classical music. Some of us like to watch boxes be open. It is what it is.
Hey, you know what? Just because of that, I'm going to show you an example of a box being
open.
No,
you can, because I can completely ignore it. And that'll be maximum focus.
Dog,
Unbox Therapy.
Like 2021. Sinfuego's gonna have a relationship vlog, bro. That's right.
Okay.
It's because you talk bad vlog. About unboxing.
We're going to Publix. Oh, I got an Amazon box. So me and her are gonna open it up.
I really need some new pillows. So we're going to Costco to check out what they have there.
Hey, play with it. That exists.
Honestly, know what I want to do? I want to do a video that has all the YouTube tropes. So I walk downstairs with a box for me to open. Opening this box. What's in here? A teddy bear. This teddy bear has a maximum ability compared to the other teddy bears.
Oh,
give
God.
Give it to my boo. The boo would play a prank. There's actually no teddy in the teddy bear.
What?
Oh, my God. You got me. Yeah, because this is the same shit everybody does.
Hey, y'all think I can make a work vlog? Like, oh, getting in the car. All right,
so
to work.
Those exist.
I'm sick of fucking
it's a work
world,
from,
bro.
It's a day in my life or a work day in my life or something like that. They already exist.
I hate that shit, bro.
It's crazy. You can get anything from
YouTube.
YouTube is
I
an anything
YouTube
platform.
Because I go watch exactly. Shit. Like, I be taking $1 million home tours. Okay. Pause. What's the weirdest shit you watch on YouTube?
The weirdest.
You hold on. As a, oh. We're going to get, do you want to see how you... You can ask or tell me, because I don't know how weird it is.
I don't know
somebody
either.
Else tells me.
But that's what I'm saying.
So we're going to go through my history. All
right, I think I got something.
We're going to start from
I
here.
I watch a dude.
Oh, who is it weird to watch a nigga wash a car?
No, I do that too. You
that's normal,
the best
though.
Products. Oh,
thank yeah, you. Exactly.
But come on, man.
So I was thinking, right.
Right. Like, yo, you know, I use this ceramic foam shit. I'm like, damn, I might try that bitch out. I see how I got your shit shot. I use YouTube like how... not the
other people use friends. You just ask it questions. YouTube. How do I paint a wall?
Hey YouTube, how do I murder Sin Friend? Nah, but I use YouTube like, okay, niggas who got the Mavic, the drone.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, cool. Let me see what kind of footage you did. And then they've got tutorials on how to do good footage. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do that shit. And people going to think, oh, this man is talented.
He watches it too. You yeah. guys watch the same content.
No, we have, I come to his house and I'm like, oh, all this same shit is on my fucking, this is my next up to watch too. Oh, we get the same algorithm.
I feel like, no, I'm very sure that Google does associate because I know people who send me a video. I'm like, I've watched this. Yeah. Why would you see it?
Yeah.
That's insane. I'm very sure there's like some friendly stuff. And there's something that I've seen ready to watch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. And then somebody sends it. So I'm like, oh, it's in my list. But then somebody sends it to me. I'm like, oh, no, clearly we all have the same. This is
an algorithm. We've said that like several times because like I'd be like, oh, sometimes I watch in my neighborhood Million Dollar Home fucking tours like down there by the beach. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I've driven by this house. Oh, this is nice. And I'm like, I've been watching this nigga's house for 15 minutes, bro. This gotta be weird. I'm not sure if somebody gonna walk in and be like, are you watching a tour of somebody's house? I'm be like, oh, this weird? So you ain't used to watch Cribs back in the day?
No. Nah, but the best part is you should have had a ski mask on. Are you watching Cribs? Just pull the ski mask down.
That's a good skit. Honestly, we need to make skits because on YouTube, they'll eat that shit up. Because these niggas are so unfunny. That our funniness.
It peaks. All right, so is it weird that I watched myself?
Not if you're a YouTuber.
Okay. I just watched my last two videos because I was like, I just want to check something on them. So the last two videos, I was like, okay, let me just make sure that those were okay. But let's see. I don't know. You tell me what's weird yet. Have you seen anything weird yet?
Nah, you ain't let me finish. This is what I watch. I watch a guy who used to restore shoes watch ghost videos.
Watch ghost videos?
Wait, so that's the nigga would restore the shoes and watch ghost videos?
No. Oh. He used to restore
But he's promoted to ghost videos.
Yeah. He used to restore shoes, but now
like,
he...
John, you finally did it. I'm like, what? You've been promoted. Oh, man. It's been 10 years.
No, he reviews ghost videos on YouTube, but he used to be a...
I think that is weird. I think those reaction videos and review other videos is weird.
The reaction ones, yes. And I actually know somebody who does a reaction one very consistently.
That's what I'm going to do.
A reaction video?
That's going to be after I do the prank of my girl. I'm like, oh my God, a video. I'm just going to be watching it. Oh, this is so funny. What I like about it is because I did it. And move on to the car review. Like, now I'm going to wash my car.
You know what we should do? We should make a reaction video channel that only reacts to reaction video channels.
Yes.
Like, this nigga's like, I'm watching WAP. Oh, this is good. Oh, this scene. And we'd be like, I don't think he was authentic when he said this scene was good. I don't think he was really surprised. Oh,
100%. So every time he stops the video, you gotta stop his video.
We have to go really into it.
Yes,
we have to go.
It would be a parody.
So you started and then you go to the
yeah.
And then
you
go to the
we have to.
That shit would be a parody.
No,
that would be funny.
We have to.
That would be funny.
Yeah, man.
That'll drive somebody crazy.
They got the ones where niggas just be sitting in front of food and they just be eating the food.
That's the mic.
The mic. Yeah.
That's part of the ASMR.
Yeah, that shit weird. And they be like, oh, blue food.
No,
yeah. That shit weird.
If somebody in this group watched that, I wouldn't hang out with them.
So
I really wouldn't. I'd be like, you have a problem.
Seriously. So originally.
Right? I'd be like, oh, you're weird. Right? No, seriously.
Originally.
You wake up and stand over your bed. Oh!
You make food sounds when you sleep.
That's the same.
Yo. You would, the honest truth is, you would not be able to. Yeah, there's nothing you could talk about with somebody like that. Yo, so like.
You see that new food?
Yeah. No, every time when you're eating, you're like, dog, is this nigga getting off on it? You're trying to be quiet.
Like, oh, nigga eating it. He like, can you hear me though?
No, the thing was, it originated in Asian culture, like most things that people just absorb.
Yep.
And it was funny because I didn't know it existed here yet. I just remember them talking about it on like a Vice article, and they were like, oh, you know, and she sits in front of a computer for 3 hours and records herself as she eats food and like ramen soups and all the types of noodles. And then randomly they were just eating Taco Bell spread across the table. I'm like, I don't get this. Why? No, this is mukbang. This is American mukbang. And then every, as I said, relationship channel, there's ASMR channels dedicated to it in America. I'm like, why is this a thing?
There was a dude who used to make videos with like Hot Damn I Rock, Jerry Levine. So I've been
following
him.
The guy I told you about.
And then like
the funny guy.
One day I just, cause I have the same YouTube from when like YouTube started. So I log in, I'm like, let me check out what's like something I'm subscribed to. I see this nigga with a whole bunch of food and red food. I straight unfollowed his ass.
Now he's like a whole family channel too.
Family channel and AMSR, whatever.
He changed the channel up.
Is it gay if you listen to a nigga eating food? Is that gay? Oh, wait, before I say that, when you said that it originated Asian culture, what I want to say is like pedophilia, but I'm completely joking. Like, I'm completely joking. But that, I was like, why was that my initial reaction? I was like, anime.
Because you watch Hunter x Hunter.
Anime, that's why.
Yeah. He's like,
she's 22. I was like, why does she look like a 4-year-old?
Oh,
like,
I can't wait to catch you. I'm like,
yo.
I don't know.
Hikusa. And look at Bond from freaking Seven Deadly Sins. His chick is hundreds of year old, looks 12.
That's
some weirdness.
It was weirder when I thought she was regular age.
When I thought she was regular age and he was 3,000 years old.
I can't believe you watched it. I would turn this shit off immediately. I was like, yep, I did come and be like, yep, we got him. Like, what? He's like, even drawn. Me and there with fucking Jared. He's like, you want to listen to me eat the sandwich? But go back to what you were saying.
What was I saying?
It was something, I forget.
Oh my goodness. Well,
That was the weirdest shit I watch on
on your history. Do you have? You don't have a real history, so you're good.
No, I have a history. I just don't watch anything weird.
But it's tied to your TV, so yeah, like,
I stream it.
Well, you can pull it up on your phone and just see what you.
Yeah, no, I
weird.
Know. No, nothing's weird. I watch the news on there. I watch
you
science
weird
shit,
nigga, bro.
No,
that's the thing. News of YouTube.
No,
you fucking psycho.
No, I only watch.
They haven't caught one yet.
I watch.
You telling me all the interesting shit on YouTube? You like? Nah, the only thing.
No,
I watch on TV.
No, that's what I'm saying. You're like the weird shit. I was trying to think of something cool. I was like, oh yeah, you know when you watch airplanes flying through gummy bear. I watch CNN, MSNBC, right? I watch the Nova, you know, those Nova random things
the,
they have on
the
there.
Documentaries.
Yeah, I watch documentaries on there when they're on there.
Dang.
The weirdest thing I would have to say is reviews on movies where they talk about the.
Okay. Yeah. You got the most baby boomer YouTube
algorithm. No, legit. Like, I watch normal shit. Yeah. Like, my shit's mad normal. I don't even watch twerk videos on YouTube. I reserve that for Instagram. You know, like,
as its place. That's good.
I do watch those weirdly satisfying videos where it'd be like niggas in factories just making shit or like niggas making candy and shit.
How
like,
it's made?
Yeah,
I thought How It's Made was like a show,
but no, they be having like
no, that's how it's made.
They have like a clip where they like
all compilation and everything. Okay,
but when I came across one of them IGs where they were making candies, and it was like weirdly satisfying, and I was like, damn, I ended up watching that whole shit, and I was like, I done watched a 3-minute video on IG about these niggas making candy. This shit is weird.
I do like to watch anime fights on YouTube.
Yeah, I do too.
That's pretty. I mean, that's the weirdest, I guess.
Nah, man, you know, just, I feel like you can't be as weird on YouTube because if you open your TV or something, the algorithm is going to put it on full display. Like, you'd see the weirdness just shown here. I don't know why this is here. I don't know when I needed to go to sleep recently.
This is a good one. That's what I watch. I love to see people setting up cops to fuck up and then suing them afterwards.
That's like a law guy. Like,
yeah,
that's the most lawyer
it's,
shit
it's
I've ever
legal
heard.
Audits. So, like, the they get cops that don't know the law to be like doing some fuck shit and they sue them. I love to watch that shit. I'll watch hours of it.
I think it was you that sent me that.
No, I said
he cut it on here and we were sitting here watching.
Yeah,
I love that.
That was like deep within the black movement, black protests going on last year. Was that even last year?
Yeah.
No, last year was so long.
Oh, you watched those A Day in My Life things, but it gives you like a pretty much like what they do for real. Like, because I remember you sent us those millennial millionaires.
The CNBC ones.
Yeah, it's from CNBC. So MSNBC was they
or
have
is it MSNBC?
Whatever, but yeah. It'd be like blue collar niggas who make six figures and shit like that.
Millennial money, like, and this is how I allocate my money.
Yeah.
And so some like wild stuff that they pay for. I mean, you know what? We all got one wild thing that we pay for somewhere.
What's your one wild thing that you pay for?
Monthly? My monthly subscription of wild thing that I pay for?
Whatever.
Damn. What is my wild thing? I wanna say it's no, I don't think I have a wild thing.
You just said we all got that one wild thing.
Yeah, I'm like, because I'm not
thinking. He called you out. You're like, oh fuck, this nigga done called me out.
Because I think I'm thinking
he
right to now.
Saying cool. It's like, oh yeah, the videos
on
cable or something like that. Y'all niggas pay for internet? That's crazy. It's crazy too, ain't it? Yeah. I think I got rid of all my wild. I'm trying to think going back. What's the wildest thing I paid for a subscription?
OnlyFans.
Nah, that's too expensive.
Nah,
I feel like you can't get one. Like, is that a possibility to just have one OnlyFans you're subscribed to?
I think it's like what they've got to
get the
it's
fresh.
A gateway fans. You know, so it's like you take one OnlyFans, then you end up. I got $20,000 in OnlyFans debt.
That's crazy.
What?
That's crazy.
No, I think only it's gonna be a lot of females crazy. Making money off like becoming millionaires off OnlyFans.
That's crazy when you porn and all the mother websites is
free. Free, bro.
Now
they don't update the porn enough. That's why.
Now, no. Here it goes. Here it goes. Two things.
It's just niggas don't want to search no more.
So that's my one weird video I went down because I saw it on here. So a guy was like, OnlyFans is about to get ruined. I was like, what? How is that even possible? I thought that was the thing that just popped off recently. So what happened was OnlyFans, of course, had, you know, how were you getting the people over to your OnlyFans? You had to advertise elsewhere. So you were either advertising probably on other pornography sites or social media. Now, social media is cracking down on the images that you can put up. So it's like, yo, Instagram's not going to allow you to put up the butt shots anymore on the regular because you have to put the OnlyFans in there. Be like, hey, this is the teaser. I'm going to put the OnlyFans link in the bio. They don't allow the OnlyFans link in the bio. I'm not sure if they allow that Bitly thing.
No,
they like do Linktree.
Linktree. Okay, the so they're probably like, here, you can go see everything of me.
But yeah, they Linktree. Don't let you put OnlyFans in your bio anymore.
So they're gonna crack down and remove
it's
that.
It's a whole bunch of bitches that I follow about to just this shit about to delete.
Exactly.
Just like, damn, where her page go?
So that's what's slowly gonna happen. It's gonna remove all the pictures. Once the pictures are gone, how else can you do it? So it's either they don't allow it on YouTube anymore. YouTube's cracked down on all types of nudity and pornography altogether. So how do you get people over there? You don't anymore. You literally have to find a way to promote yourself on other.
But that's the thing, though. You'd have to, because the thing is, people are gonna go to OnlyFans sites. Those OnlyFans niggas.
But I don't know what's the explore page. Is there an explore page of OnlyFans?
No one here.
Can you go on OnlyFans? Okay.
We need to get one of those niggas listening to food and ask them all the questions.
But like, so let me break down OnlyFans for you. Can you please chew while I talk? It sets me at ease.
That the worst part about that is that most some of the OnlyFans be free.
What?
Yeah, you never seen that? It'd be like, join my OnlyFans, it's free. And I'm like,
she's struggling.
That's stupid.
Yeah. She's trying to get.
Oh, man.
She's trying to loop you into the what's it called? The multi tier thing.
Yeah.
She's trying to get
MML.
Yeah.
She's like, now you get some OnlyFans people.
So once you get people working under you, then you know everybody gets that. I get paid. You get paid. They get paid.
And sooner or later, we all got a BMW.
I think it's just to like loop you in because it's a 30 days free, and then you like sign up for that shit, and then
I thought it was 7 days free. I don't know the number.
Bro, I don't have an account, so I wouldn't know.
I feel like this generation did it terribly. Before, you remember we used to get nudes from our phones after you talked to a girl for so long. Now you're like, no, you gotta pay for these nudes. And the nudes you sending me to my phone, you're putting this up on your OnlyFans, so
which
niggas
is other
this.
Niggas is getting the same shit for the same standards.
No, this is the easiest time in the history of mankind to get nudes from a person.
Yeah.
History. They don't even like to have to like you, and they'll send you nudes.
No.
So the fact that people are paying for nudes,
this shit
just seems completely ridiculous, and I think that's the breakdown of society.
I mean, you mean like, as in like how easy the access is for guys to just be like, oh, I just seen this chick naked.
Yeah,
I mean,
100%.
From ages
a stranger,
1 through 10.
A stranger who's slightly interested in you will send you nudes.
Yeah. It's destroying the fabric of all young men everywhere.
Yeah, legit.
I, like, as much people say like, oh, sexual freedom and all that stuff. Tell yourself when you were 12 that you could see your next door neighbor, who's of course in their 20s.
Yeah.
Naked on the internet for free, but easy access.
What's crazy though, I feel like the gram did it too. So it's like we ruined our children, boys and girls. Because now, before, let's say Kim K made her sex tape and made millions off her sex tape and shit like that. Now all these girls is like, ooh, I could be a model for Fashion Nova as long as I'm just in my bathing suit on this site. I feel like 16 and under girls shouldn't be on the same Instagram as
of
us.
100%.
Because I come across some profiles they and shouldn't, I was like, this bitch is wearing a book bag? bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you?
They shouldn't have an Instagram.
Yeah, no.
It should be a totally different platform.
They should have their own thing. Like, we had MySpace before we migrated to Facebook.
Remember, that had an age limit too where it was like...
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they MySpace
was like,
Instagram,
how old are you?
18 and under. This get them off my fucking Instagram.
No, honestly,
I seen a bitch who looked our age,
me too.
And she was wearing a book bag and one disgusting. Of the things I scrolled back. I was like, block this, what the fuck?
I honestly, I regularly go like I was like, I wish there was a dislike button so you could just take that shit off
no,
of my page.
It should not allow algorithm. You to double tap. So as soon as you double, oh, she's not 18.
Bruh.
Perfect. She didn't, if the double tap didn't go through, I guess she's, I gotta
what
remove
do you mean? You could undouble tap.
Cleared.
You said like you can't undouble tap.
It should no, be like you try and double tap and it'd be like, yeah. Know she's 17, so I'd be like, oh no, I did not. No, and then you're like, all right, cool, and her nope. Shit just dissipated
away.
No, I actually think what you said the first time is true. They should have a separate fucking platform.
The thing is, they know that one age group might drive the other. Like, of course, at one point, the origination for it was just to share your
facts.
No, seriously.
Facts.
The origin of Instagram was to share your, I think it was like
wine. Show your little kids with the world.
No, but
whoa.
That's what the fuck they're doing.
The reason Instagram started is because the guy, he was a photographer, and he was like,
to share,
I just want
to
take pictures.
Memories,
and you know how like you used to have to go on Adobe and do filters and all this other shit.
He
was like, what if we
edit.
Could just build in the filters into the software?
But I think it was supposed to be specific places. Like, it was like a group of people were supposed to be taking these pictures and uploading them so people could see them.
No, he
in
was
that
just
same
like,
group.
It was for like photographers were using it.
Yeah.
Because they were like, I'm at this beautiful beach. Oh, and it's cool to have filters.
And
I don't have to sit there
like,
and edit it.
Where is that? And then that's where you find out how to get there.
And then it just started building.
Spiral.
Like,
it's Facebook bought it. That's why. Facebook bought it.
No, Facebook bought it and they're trying to do a whole bunch of shit.
Everything.
They moved the fucking like button and put a shopping bag at the bottom. You seen the update, right?
I don't think I've ever since I found out that button was there, I've never gone back. I don't know what's in there.
Yeah, what I'm saying, before that used to be where you uploaded pictures, but now it's like, nah, it's a shopping bag. You click this and they be like, yo, you want to buy some shit? Or sometimes you see a shirt somebody's wearing and it's like $60 at this website. I'm like, bruh, get the fuck out of here.
It's everything that was sponsored. Now just move that picture over to that page. It's like, hey, nah. Your Nike shoes that you double clicked on that one time, you didn't know. You thought that was somebody's picture. Nope,
and
that was a sponsored page.
I get ads on my feed. Like, I was looking at Ticket Clinic and I'm scrolling. I'm like,
Ticket Clinic got an ad, nigga?
Yeah, they've been had ads.
They take anything in your cookies and you get an ad, bruh. If you was looking at shoes on Amazon,
shoes, clothes.
You'd be like, oh, these shoes on Amazon. What the fuck?
Now, turnover rate. Who's been got?
I've never
said turnover.
I refuse to let them convert my fucking ad time into dollars.
No, they got me.
I want
to buy
make
something?
Them fail. I will not. And it does remind me sometimes because I'm like, oh, I was looking at this earlier today. But then I'm like, no, this is the devil. They're trying to capture me and make me fucking buy some shit. So I refuse to buy that shit now.
They've got me on clothing. Built Basics, the brand.
Yeah.
Those shirts with the cut.
Oh,
the
them?
Yep. Yeah. That was all an Instagram ad. I was
you know
like,
what's crazy?
You got me.
I had bought, I ain't gonna lie, I got a long time ago, and that's why I stopped buying shit off there. Where I had seen an Iron Man and I had bought it off there.
Iron Man
and
what?
That
like
shit, I didn't peep that shit said 132ths.
Oh, so it's that tiny. The box.
Yeah,
you see that square?
That small
it's that
box.
Square.
Whoa. So it was 132nd. size
of a real life size.
Real life size.
Yeah.
So I was like, Pat gonna like this shit.
Nah, it's probably the like that,
was,
small.
The nigga that was holding it, you could put an Iron Man inside the Iron Man, and then the helmet closes, and then the nigga bought. And I was like, that's crazy. Pat's gonna love this shit. I waited 64 days, and when I got that hole, it was smaller than thought. I was like, damn, dog. It was
disappointment.
This I might as well just ordered off Wish. At least it would have came without a fucking arm or some shit.
You have a reason to return it.
Yeah. Fuck you, no, man.
Nah, I mean, like I said, they got me. I can't lie. That's the only thing they've gotten. Like Adidas and Nike have gotten me to go look at the site. Like, oh, it's on sale.
Yeah.
But Build Basics is the first one to actually get me, convert me into complete, utter. Here's the sale on our shirts. You can get 3 for this price or 5 for this price. Spent $60 and got
into the AM too. Remember, I bought a bunch of them shirts and I got robbed by a bunch of them shirts into the AM.
I don't know who's that one.
The fucking space
you're
shirts.
Get robbed by a whole bunch of your shirts. That's what I'm saying. But they really. No, but I didn't drop my
brand
back then.
It was like a California brand that we saw
into the AM.
Into the AM. You don't remember the logo?
I'd have to see it again. That's
That looks like the house that I wanted to build. Trailer homes.
That's another weird thing I watch. Niggas building houses in Ghana and shit.
This is Ghana?
No, I don't know.
Oh,
I
okay.
just thought about it because I was
fire though. I just saw this
like abroad and shit, and mm-hmm. I'd be like, they'd be breaking down how much it would cost to do it.
But you know what type of house that is? It's built from a
container.
Yeah, that's what I want to build because it's homes. Cheaper.
That's been around for.
You can get a shopping container,
but you're in Florida.
Yeah, that shit not gonna really work well here.
Not here. Yeah,
you have to die.
No, you have to. Weld it together. You have to find a certified welder.
No, there's one actually over here in Hollywood.
No, yeah, like before people was having problems getting permits for it, mm-hmm. but you can do it.
Yeah.
It's just not the best idea, bro.
Oh, okay.
Them shits is like what a lot of people was running into when they first started doing it. They were mm-hmm. like, you know, sometimes these chemical companies ship chemicals in shipping containers, right? And some of these nuclear plants ship shit in shipping containers. So it was like, make sure you check the manifest and make sure you don't get some shit that had some nuclear products
in
it.
Yeah, that's why they told me to just, if I wanted to get them, you have to go to.
You could buy them new from the port.
Yeah, that's where I was going to get them from.
It's like $25, $30, right?
No,
you can get one for $2,500. You can get some for $1,200, depending on the size. And
the one
shit.
That's why I was gonna do it, because when I first calculated it all out, they had some in Miami, Port of Miami. My boy used to work down there. He said $1,200 to $1,400, depending on what size container you want. So I was gonna get a bunch of them, and I was like,
if you don't care if that shit could have possibly had some nuclear products, you can go on Craigslist. They'll sell you some for like $800.
Yeah,
shit.
Nigga have memories and nightmares of
shit. You see, you walk in that bitch, you see chains and blood and shit. You're like, oh, this was one of those. You open yours and it still got people in it. Like,
we've been trying to get out.
It's dark. It's dark.
Oh. It got real dark real quick.
Open this shit.
You're like, I paid for you, so. Yeah. Like, I just want to be free. No. Dog, this was $1,500.
Help me build this shit container house, then we can talk about my freedom.
Y'all can stay in the backyard.
Jesus Christ.
I won't tell no one if you don't tell no one.
Because I was looking at it, and they had, they were selling land in West Palm for like $5,000.
I kind
of where you got an acre of land.
No, building a home. Building home may just be the next option in comparison to buying brand new construction down here, at least.
Because
if it becomes way too expensive for us to try and buy a home, that's of course pre post construction. Yeah, already we're gonna have to start from scratch.
We missed out on several gravy trains because it's like over there by where Tanika dad and them live, Miramar Parkway and all that.
That nice stuff.
That used to be farmland, bro, when we was like kids. So it's like, they bought all that land for dirt cheap.
Also, I don't like so that mirrors the same Pembroke slender. Pines housing structure inside.
Mm-hmm.
I like a real open concept.
Yeah.
And they have that big wall that's like, hey, separate the kitchen from the living room.
But see, that was the
builder,
the cookie cutter norm then. Just like how now it's open concept is the mm-hmm. thing, you know? And by the time our kids have homes, it's probably going to go back to how it was there, because they're going to be like, ooh, this is retro, the way this is laid out.
The next thing they think is going to come after this, actually, is the generational homes.
No, fuck those. I don't.
Oh, fuck. I don't. Know. Golly, the nah, hate.
Fuck all that.
Spewing out of these guys.
G shit, because it's like, I live my whole life and work hard to move out from my parents.
And then you just like, come
why
back home.
Move them back in. G shit.
Miserable. That sounds miserable.
I'm going to show you one of those in, because the Vegas guy, I remember that. Yeah. He showed a few of those. I'm like, it's separate.
Like
so you don't physically have to see them all the time, but you know they're there all the time.
When did you hear your parents smashing?
Oh,
yeah. And then they hear you smashing? Yeah. That's disgusting, bro. That's disgusting.
And nobody smashes it. Nobody can smash it like 10 o'clock because the kids are still awake. So it's like, all right.
That's not going to work. Because it's like, I think about it. You're fucking chilling in your house. You got your little projector going. You got your surround sound going.
But watching Attack on Titan.
And you get a phone call from your mom that's like, turn down your TV.
Your father's trying to sleep.
I'm a grown ass man. I can meet the woman of my dreams, Bernice Burgos.
Oh boy,
we in love, madly in love.
And she's twerking for
you. We about to buy, we about to buy our dream home, and she's like, but my mom, I want to move her over from DR, and we gonna get one of these generational houses. She gonna live on the other side. Damn. No. You going back to the streets?
This is what I would consider. Is it like a separate in-law home?
That's what he's talking about.
But how? Like, that's what it is. It's not like a you don't live in a...
I could, for Bernice Burger, I was like, yeah, she can live there for 6 months.
She gets on her feet?
No, she has to figure out where she's going to live.
For 6 months.
Man. Yo, six
every,
months?
Every
bro?
Day he sends her, like, links to cleaning household jobs and stuff. Yo, like
6 months is a long time. If you're Bernice Burger, mom, you're probably bad. Go find you, nigga.
She is probably really, she really probably is real bad.
Homes?
I don't know. I think that like you said that.
Nah, you might have to look up Bernie Bogle's mom.
No, I mean that's what I'm saying. Go find you a nigga. You have 6 months. Go find you a nigga.
And
yeah, like get to make your life. I want to build something like this, but I want to build it with my own hands.
Oh, that's. I'm not even trying to do that.
That's like the idea of building a home is like dope as fuck to me.
You want me to give you one of our new magazines?
What
man? Like, I was just trying to assume. I was like, you can build your own house. I don't know. No,
the thing is, it's not that fucking hard, bro.
It's time consuming, and that's what I don't
it's
have.
It's time consuming, but that's something that I could do.
That you'd want to build
a home?
Yeah. A home? No. When you say with your own hands,
with my own hands.
Here's my plans, and you're pointing at something, or you're like, every weekend I'm taking off to erect wall, to erect stucco.
I would do that.
If I was a millionaire or a billionaire, I would do it.
I would pay someone.
Nah,
you know that's interesting.
I'm not doing.
Usually, I'm the one trying to pay someone, and you're the one down.
I'm not.
This is where we're exact opposite. I would do that all day.
I will not.
It wouldn't even bother me. It'd be soothing to me.
Yeah,
you know what it is.
Knowing that you made that.
No. That's you know what difference. It is. I respect you guys for doing that. I also respect the professional.
Like, that I respect does it my better. Time.
Yeah. The guy who does it better. Does it better
do
for
better.
A reason?
You know, I would,
but
do
you
better,
putting
bro.
It love into it because you like, you know what?
No, I work. I walk alongside. I do the property brothers.
Nah,
he knocking the wall. I knock a wall too. Hey, like I gotta go back to the hotel. I'll see you later, little. Look, that's my.
Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah,
hand sanitizer. Watch me.
Prep me.
Like, you're like, nah, stop touching me. You're unclean.
They're like, knock down these cabinets. Okay. You hit one wall, you're like, all right, we'll do the rest. Like, wow, that was really hard work.
Like, dog, I'm down for certain things,
you're
but it's
like
not going
to
be the entire
house. You
put down
the uneven one, you're like, you need to fix that, though. I don't like imperfection in my home.
This got
to
be like Asia or some shit.
It is Asia. Look, you didn't see outside?
No, I didn't. That's what I'm saying. But I looked at the other house next door, and I was like, that looks like a really big, crappy house.
Looks like oppression?
Now.
Yeah. This is South Korea.
You see a kid running around.
The wall
like,
that she showed between her house and the other house was North Korea. Yeah.
They're like, look at this wonderful shower. $1 million home. Look at this shower. It goes straight into the bathroom.
I knew something was up when she had the fucking lobby desk in the fucking other side.
Yeah, like you're constantly working.
They just didn't finish.
Bro, that was a lobby desk, bro.
The black plate,
the bar,
that
the
was
bar.
A lobby
it said
desk.
A bar area.
It said bar area.
Bro, that you was a lobby desk, bro. Because if you seen a security nigga there, you'd been like, oh, this is a hotel entrance.
No,
this. You know what the real tango in this whole shit was?
What?
From the kitchen. Your car is parked. You can see inside the garage.
Yeah, I saw
so
that.
If you have a fresh ass car, it's fire. If you don't, it's whack.
Now, like, question. Could you live in there with the size of that backyard?
Could I live there?
In this specific one. Could not live
there. I Why? That's a fucking point.
Because he hates not having backyards. Yeah, he
wants with that swimming pool. He tripping.
I'm an outside nigga. You can get a house here, put a swimming pool in for $30,000.
Is it really 30?
Yeah, it's
like I got a homeboy who builds them for 10.
You can get cheaper what swimming pools. What the
Is he just dragging swimming pools from places?
No.
You know, they got those swimming pools that are already like just the plastic. You put them in the ground. It's like, you know, like swimming pools down here, they usually do concrete.
Yeah.
But they have the swimming pools that used to be above ground.
So you're like
that
a you can poor man's swimming pool. I'm not going to get a poor man's swimming pool.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. But no, it'd be like.
No, I know what you're talking about. Cheaper. I know that it exists. No. And then instead of, you know, Chick-fil-A, you can go to Mickey D's. No, I know there's Mickey D's out there. I don't want that shit.
No, it's I want someone to be nice to me when I get my pass through. They do it up north more. I wouldn't do it, but they do it.
Yeah, they don't use their pool.
Y'all tripping. Just go on YouTube, like we said earlier, and watch them dudes in the Thailand that be building
doing
them
it joints from scratch.
And then just go and be like, this ain't that hard. Mud.
No, you just have to pour concrete.
I follow a nigga, on IG. Two niggas on IG.
Them two kids.
Danny Wang Designs and Ultra Cool Custom Pools. They be making some dope ass dirty infinity pools that run into infinity pools and glass walls.
That's what I want. I don't want an above ground pool underwater.
Underground pool.
Like, oh, why your pool broke? How does that work? He's like, well, there's a route that goes straight through. You start explaining, no, see, what happened is it was an unbroken. Yeah.
Look at this room. You know that's out of the country, bro.
Yeah, that's your slave room.
This is one of the Airbnbs I've been to. Fucking got rooms like that
with the fan. It's with the Home Depot just HDX look at that door.
Bro, yeah. You're like, this looks like a multi-million-dollar home. Then it's the little shit that's wrong with it.
I'm no longer impressed with this house. I hate that. I'm leaving this house. I'm sorry.
That's how you know we're fucking from a country that we live free, because we're like, this multi-million-dollar house is like, what's wrong with this thing? This shit is mad askew.
Why is this a single bucket?
Yeah, it's moved. You put a ball and it rolls. You're like, this is a whack ass thing. This is not level. They didn't have a laser leveler.
I'm about to go look for my guy. Let me go to my guy and see.
Send me that video with the God tier. I'm gonna have to watch.
Oh, the fights.
Yeah, that looks fire. Sorry, I told you anime fights.
That's your thing. That's your guilty pleasure.
I be watching them shits too.
And the thing is, I watch these fights already, and I watch them again. That's like, I really appreciate the craft.
And no, like when they show videos on YouTube, of course, like the struggle the animators go through for such little reward. I'm like, I guess I'd still gotta watch it so that they can, you know, so I can show my appreciation for the lit animation they did.
It's not even a little reward. I think that those shits are the most fire shit. Like, to me, one thing I believe, even though I have no skill, like I've never tried it, I believe I can do better than anyone else, is to put a fight scene together.
A fight scene together, okay.
Yeah, because sometimes I watch
storyboard.
I'm like, this is why this is trash. I mean, and sometimes I watch fight scenes, like, this is what's great about it. Like, something John Wick does fantastic is their fight scenes are raw as fuck.
Yes.
And I was like, that's the kind of fight scenes I could put together, the high quality fight scenes. Some fight scenes was just like, this doesn't even seem violent.
In what? In other movies and
in
stuff?
In other movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, they're never not really trying to hurt each other.
Yeah,
they're
like
not trying to kill
John
each other.
Wick, you see the fight scene, and that shit seems fucking like, it seems vicious.
Yeah, death
like,
is coming
I
from this.
I do not want to be part of this. You know what I mean?
Facts.
I'm going to send it to the whole group chat so everybody can have it, because majority of everybody else is up on way more animes than I am. So I'll allow you guys to flirt with that. I'll be right back.
I've seen that. I follow that guy's page. And he does like, top of the year. Oh, these are the animes to check out. These are the test fight scenes. I'll be watching this shit. That's how I know what I want to check out.
I'm going to show you. Let's see what 406, because remember, we just went to Pulte. 406, 2947 square feet.
You know, Pulte making another place right down the street from me?
Yes, they told me.
Bruh, I was like,
dude, should I hold out?
Like, they're like, this money going good. We're going to make another one. I was like, I can't wait till y'all build those models.
I can do this like a walkthrough real quick. Look, where the hell is the paperwork?
And honestly, don't worry about it. We'll see it in live in person.
Here's the paperwork to if you want to take a look while I just quickly.
This new one?
That's
the one that we've been to.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember the locations which that inhabits. I can't remember if that was I think that was one of the townhomes at the second townhome, I believe that is, at 5% down.
So now can I want to watch more videos of niggas working out bad. So how many are
working out who?
Bad. I love watching videos of niggas working out bad.
All right, hold on. Let me see.
Oh, thing. Okay. Yeah, no, play that.
We go to the house. I mean, the what you call the thing? Because I do want to see more of those too.
So I had a live story that I put up on IG from the weekend when I was on the yacht and shit. And then this girl told me, oh man, you gotta go back inside. It's corona out there. Bitch, you're not coming to the house and letting me smash. So like, bitch, don't worry about the fucking corona.
What do you care? Like,
yeah.
You love me? That's how I replied. Fuck yes, bitch. Let me live my life. I would have texted back, already had it. Now. And what? But that's the thing. Like, I actually feel like, honestly, this was the problem with me. You be rubbing your dreams off on me. It's really fucking annoying. Because I'm sitting there like, you know what? I need to be a contractor. It's not even my dream. I'm sitting there like, yo, that would be dope, though. Like, you building houses and shit.
Making that money, bro. The margin that you make off being a contractor, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you get into the rhythm of doing it, you can rent the machinery. It's the manpower and just getting it done. Because it's like, for people who do new construction homes, if you're doing it like build to suite type shit, you're getting draws from the bank as shit goes through. If you're doing it where you build the house first, then try and sell it, that's where it's a little more iffy.
No, and this is what I'm saying, which is a real lick, is going to be the government funding for all this like infrastructure build.
Yeah.
So like, I was like, I need to, this whole next year, I need to figure out how I'm going to get this contractor license. Because you have to like work with them. So I was like, all right, I'll work with you. I just feel like it needs to happen. Like, there's no excuse. And the thing is, too, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I buy a property down here and I just start fixing it up for a year, I'm just like, listen, I'll give you my business, but at the end, just sign paperwork right now. You know, like, after this year of me actually doing the work to become, like, so I can take whatever contracting test I need to take. Because there's always going to be opportunity for new homes, and there's certain shit. I'm very particular. So there's certain shit I'm going to do way better than motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know, like, in general.
I like the way that, like, the new homes are being put together. Like, this is a real common design layout and shit like that.
Like, the lights in the roof, like, shit like that.
Yeah, high top, hi-hats and shit. And smart homes is, like, the new thing. And, like, open concept is dope. Still, like, and pretty much the market pretty much decides what the house is worth. Back in the day, this would be cheaper house.
Yeah, this was, back in the days, it would be like 300, you know?
406, I mean, 22, almost 3,000 square feet is actually a pretty...
Well, this is Vegas?
Yeah, Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, because this is some place I would never want to live.
Yeah. I mean, most of the places he goes to are in the current stages of development. So it's like, this model is in the middle of open land with three models. Looks kind of similar to what you call it, but is in the middle of Vegas, so it looks like dirt is around them.
Yeah.
And in the in the far off, you can see the strip.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, there's Vegas, and you're 20 minutes from this, and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I like watching it, because I'm like, oh, the market over there is going to do good, because the migration from California is going to do Vegas's real estate pretty well in comparison to other places. Here, Arizona is going to boost up too. So.
But when I see people who are in other states, I'd be like, I see why y'all come to Florida to party, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because their lives are, it's lame.
It's
like,
trash.
That's the thing. I haven't traveled enough that I can be like, oh, I've been everywhere. But I've been enough places to see how trash places are.
Yeah.
Right? New York is lit.
First world.
Right? But it's not cheap.
No.
Right?
Yeah. Not cheap, and it's harder to just move. Get around.
Yeah, because think about it. You can walk into a club here right now and walk in for free.
Yeah,
real talk.
Is that really still could. Is that a, still talk. A thing?
Oh, honestly, that's like, actually more of a thing.
That's
now.
Incentives to bring you in right now.
They're just cutting in. We'll make money off drinks, bro.
Yeah. Before, now, if you're from Florida,
before, they used to have lines and crowds waiting to get in, and they were like, "Nah, we can't. We took up to capacity. You buying a bottle, we'll let you in."
Yeah.
Now they're like, "Please come inside and have some drinks."
No. Yeah. Now the game is different. Yeah. And if you're a Floridian, you go, let me get lit and go somewhere for free, right? You're partying. You can do that every day of the fucking week.
Yeah.
Not even a problem.
I mean, everywhere you go outside of this state, you tell somebody, oh, where are you visiting from? Oh, Florida. Yo, I'm going to Miami. And I'm like, I ain't even say where I'm going. Or where I'm from. I'm just saying Florida. Like, yeah, I'm going to Miami soon, dog. What should I do? I'm like, all right, I guess I'll give you the spiel.
Last week or the week before, we all went to Wynwood and we were just like, oh, this is nice. I should come here more often. Oh, yeah, there's a whole bunch of dope shit around here. And you see people all taking pictures by the wall. Yeah. You're like, fucking tourists.
Yeah, fucking tourists. Like, how many times have you seen those goddamn walls? Yeah. You want to walk in the walls? I was like, no.
Now you have to book a time.
Let's go on a Tuesday.
We was there with my brother. Yeah. And we walked up. They were like, oh, yeah, you got to get a time to get by Wynwood walls. Fuck all that shit.
I'll see you niggas next Wednesday.
The time.
Oh, yeah.
I know niggas out here.
Things are different. It's just, yeah. I mean, I do appreciate it. I've lived here all 20 odd years of my life. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm happy I'm here. It's just at the moment when I became an adult, how much it costs to live out here.
I feel like I have to do some like money making shit.
Yeah, no, this is hence why we have to put those things into the atmosphere and be like, yeah, we're gonna make this money this year for sure.
See, I only want to make money that's fun to make. Corporate America. Yes. Trash,
yeah. Most definitely.
I'm ready to get up out of corporate America.
Ain't none of us was like, yeah, for the 2021, I'm going to keep working my job.
Yeah, facts.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, seriously. Y'all
know my philosophy. I'm trying to go somewhere that they pay me more to do less.
Yeah.
That's always my philosophy. And
for me, that's impossible.
COVID kind of fucked my shit because it slowed everything down.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I like that mudroom.
Yeah, that's a nice mud room, but they fucked up on the caulking on the wall. You see that?
Where damn, this whole place is built fast. Because I didn't even like the fucking wall that they just showed with the fireplace.
You didn't like that?
That's why I hate
I think that was Vegas-y. That was like for Vegas, that looked correct with glitter in the wall and the stones all shining.
But I hate like homes that are built quick because it's like...
You can tell.
Yeah, they just slap the shit together. They're just trying to sell it. Like Lennar, they're a big home builder. They might be like number one or number two.
I think they are number one.
They might be number one.
Lennar got... $77. Let me check their stock right now.
I turned the job down at Lennar.
You turned
they
the
tried
whole
to
job
get
down.
Me to go there, and I was like, oh yeah, they got this program where you could go like fast track for management shit, but we only take them motherfuckers out of college. Oh, okay, cool. So send me your resume. I can get you in by the end of the week. I was like, no, thank you.
Yo,
nothing.
No, because then and you know they take them out of college because it's a slave job.
Yeah, because they work you to death, and then they're like, we're the only people who gave you any type of experience. You can't go nowhere with this. They're gonna say, what have you done? Fucking did math for building homes.
So Lennar, when we checked last time, when your brother the first time he went to the Pulte Homes, I was like, $77 to $76.75. It's been a month and a half.
Yeah.
How the hell has their stock not moved whatsoever? I thought home building stuff, it's actually dropped.
They don't move the needle.
And stock is not based off of the value of the, you know,
the company
business that much anymore. Now it's based on hype.
I mean, yeah,
if that was
at the moment.
Tesla and Lennar. You know, they'd be like, oh, Tesla's building a home. I bet you right now Tesla
builds one home.
To be like, I'm gonna build a home.
Oh yeah,
and that would drop the stock. Well, exactly what you just said would drop the stock.
No, it'll skyrocket.
This is how Tesla works.
No,
when Elon Musk tweets, the stock drops. When he doesn't say shit, the stock shoots up.
It depends on what he says. Is this a Harry Potter home?
Yep.
Ah, perfect. Should have known. Yeah, it depends on what he says.
Hey, but what are you finna grab to eat? Do I hop or something like that?
That boy looked at the top 10:48.
I just started getting hungry because
Yeah, I don't like carpet stairs.
This whole place is built fast.
I don't like carpet stairs. Even though all the freaking Pulte Homes are all carpet stairs.
I like the way they did it, though.
Because they like stapled it down?
No, not this Pulte Homes, whatever.
Yeah,
though. Hey, so Pulte, we said your name enough. You gotta sponsor this part. Yeah,
I should come back and edit it
houses.
And bleep it out, right? Until y'all come ahead.
Give us each houses.
that's what I would do. I would be one of those YouTubers who's like, oh man, I stayed in this hotel. Those travel blog YouTubers,
yeah.
They get the best deal.
That's a job.
Because it's
that's
this
a
chick,
job.
That chick, that makeup chick. She's like on the bigger side, but she thick. She's like, she travel? Yeah,
no, I don't know.
I put her.
Her
in the group chat before. I don't know her name. Lola Travels, maybe.
Black girl?
I'm gonna send it to her. Yeah, I'm gonna send y'all. She's mixed. She's like British or some shit.
Damn,
but she be all in Dubai and all this shit. And I
Lola,
be like
skin with the teeth and she be having different color hair.
Makeup and stuff.
Yeah, her teeth look fake as fuck. But
her teeth look British?
She's a
nah.
She's a beauty influencer, but she does travel blogs and shit like that. So she'd be like, I'm wearing this Fashion Nova shit. Yeah. I'm in Dubai. I'm at this hotel. Mm. So I'm like, damn, I would do travel
blogs. So she does it all because she's doing makeup and travel.
Facts, bro.
With the blog.
You just have to have triple header.
So all these travel people be like, they be like, oh yeah, they go to these hotels and say, yo, you know, I'm gonna do a blog from your hotel and I got 2 million followers and they're gonna wanna come to your hotel when I come, so give me this room for fucking free.
Yeah.
You know?
Smart.
I actually thought something funny.
What happened?
It's completely unrelated. I can share with you guys.
Hit us with the rant.
I was like, it was funny you should do, but like, damn, my homeboy girl is fine as fuck. And when you're with your friend and he say, oh, show it to me, and show him his girl.
Hey, TikTok, pick that one up and give us credit. You know, give my boy Sinfuego credit. He deserves it. Pick that one up, y'all. Just record their reaction every time. Like, hey, I got this reaction.
No, for real.
Oh, that's a beautiful one. That's good.
Channel 7 News. A man was murdered today.
No, and then because niggas get sound like, oh, show me. Like,
yeah, mad hype.
You can't even get mad. You're about to get really lit over soil. Girl.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what? All right, so real quick, I don't know if you're still listening at this point. Just in case. But just in case, I just wanted to bring up. So, new format, I guess, for the year would be pretty much along the lines of what we've already been talking. Really, just come in, intro, and then everybody drop their topic.
Okay, so everybody
got their topic. We talk about that topic, and at the end, like I said, this is a monthly thing, so we can have like a recap of the events within the month of what's the 17th today. So until the
is this sound correct? Yeah,
17th today to whatever the mid of February next month, mm-hmm. And then you know we just recap everything that happened. We just hit our topic. And then we can go about our day. But we can make the podcast as long as we want, like I said, because as long as we're good with the nomenclature and the names, we don't have to. I don't even have to edit it this much.
Okay, let's just put the shit out, feed the people. Yeah, man.
Exactly. Because I feel like it's just so much easier. Just throw the intro music in the beginning, intro outro at the end, and I might even like, you know, cut a little, because I see, you know, the clips on YouTube. You always got like a clip thing, so I want to drop like a little trailer clip. Just upload the 5-minute clip or the 3-minute clip somewhere. So
just started off with something wild. Yeah. He said like, ass and titties.
Oh, you want to start OnlyFans?
Yeah. Or you talking about, and there's people inside the container. It was crazy.
Yeah. That really hurt me. I was like, God. I need to do something for people who are in prisons. In containers. I literally started to plan my whole life around it. Like,
he was about to open up a freaking GoFundMe for
human trafficking. Any people, human trafficking.
Nah, fuck human trafficking.
Yeah, for
that's
real.
Just like the most fucked up thing.
It's so crazy, like real talk.
That should exist.
Yeah, no, we can be so dark about certain jokes, but as soon as you start talking about certain things, like in terms of like human life, you're like, hey, I don't know if we can talk about
it. I feel like
this.
I need to make fun of it, 100%. But like, it's because it's so fucked up. Someone's like, oh, that's fucked up. I go, what did you do to help human trafficking? If you were that angry at me, don't tweet me. Go fucking donate to fucking like, Save Human Trafficking.
You say your whole joke, you're like, yeah. $1,000 to human trafficking fund. Don't tell nobody about it.
Man. Nah, I always say that because I talk shit about like little poor kids all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's fucked up. I go, when's the last time that you did any volunteer to help little poor kids? Me? Halloween. That's the last time. I do that shit. Yeah, I do that shit.
No, I mean, it's this world is weird. Hey, we're coming up on an inauguration. I've said multiple times I'm not a political person. I don't know what could happen in 3 days.
When is the inauguration? Tomorrow?
Wednesday.
Okay.
So I'm thankfully not even at work on Wednesday. My mom was like, you better watch out and check your phone. And I was like, I'm working from home Wednesday.
It's I just got some more bullets, man.
I know. The only person set up is Daniel.
Yeah. Hey, all you Capitol riders, you don't want no smoke with me. So it's I ain't the Capitol Police. I'm going to stop your ass. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, for real.
So it's going to be real interesting.
Don't argue with somebody. They're like, hey, boom, blow them up. That's it.
Shooting first.
It's Florida. It's Florida. You got you.
This is gonna be this is like a precursor. We're just talking about like jokes. Yeah. And all of a sudden you get hit with the we're talking from our bunkers at MNV headquarters.
We're in the shipping container headed to Korea because it's the only free place left in the world.
But that's the thing. I don't worry about it as much Because I just saw how many people don't really want to smoke.
No, there is a lot of people who don't really want to smoke. I saw all
these rioters crying, like, bro, you tried the insurrection on the U.S. government.
So, and they didn't react hard.
Yeah.
You don't want to smoke.
So, weird enough, I seen Elizabeth crying right after she was maced. You know Elizabeth. Yeah, we've all seen Elizabeth. Yeah. And that reaction is just kind of like a mirror reaction of the entire culture anytime they get in trouble.
Oh, 100%.
Anytime they're like, oh, I didn't know I couldn't do that. Yeah. Like, it's real talk, the same thing over and over again.
White privilege.
But, yeah.
That's what it's called.
It's just, it's crazy. It's like, I've never experienced, what's the word, when you just like, you don't want to take fault for your actions.
Privilege,
essentially, yeah.
Privilege.
But when you,
I would call that current privilege.
Like, I wish they had a term to describe people without melanin. Like, feel like they can do whatever they want.
Like,
Caucasian opportunity. Yeah, Caucasian opportunity. There we go.
Like, it's so weird how that can be.
They have the opportunity to be, you know,
the color of their skin. Yeah.
Hey. Let's make some money. I just made $20 in the stock market.
Can we plan 2 trips for this year?
Plan 2 trips for this year, bro.
Yeah, like an MMV trip.
MMV
getaway.
One. Brazil's one.
You know what I'm saying?
Brazil?
I am not going back there. Why not? I'm playing.
It's a bop, though.
It was fun.
Can we start close?
Brazil's not that far.
Let's do some domestic, and we'll do some international.
We can go to Bahamas. That's the closest you're going to get.
Yeah, I'll do Bahamas, a Caribbean trip first.
I heard it's trash, though.
Right now or in general?
There's nothing to really do right now. Because
the
Bahamas is cool for the motherfuckers who aren't from Florida. We got beautiful fucking beaches everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, so they're like, oh, what do you want to do today? Let's stay on the resort and go to the beach. I can do that at home.
So to save all that money.
I say we should go somewhere like Colorado. We go skiing, you know what I'm saying?
What's his name? Just came from Colorado, too.
Who?
Lee.
Okay.
He just came from Colorado during Christmas. I was like, whoa, you bugging, guy.
Fuck. Is it?
Oh.
Parkour, no.
Right into her butt cheeks. Oh, her face hit the floor. Look at that.
She has a strong face.
It's fucked up that Johnny Bravo, she got murked because he fucked up.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's end this out, I guess. Let's plan a trip, man. Yeah. I want to go somewhere domestic.
I definitely do want to. I have a good amount of...
Let's go to the Grand Canyon. Something like that.
Oh, I'm down for that.
You
went to that whole side of the world already.
I want to, if we're going to do the Grand Canyon again, I want to drive to it because
let's go somewhere that none of us have gone so we can experience some shit
from scratch.
Like, let's go to the Poconos.
What did she expect? The Poconos.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's somewhere real nice.
No, that's not like smoking beans, bro. That's not like the hood. I'm like, no, we got that. It's right there. 30 minutes.
The Poconos is like some island shit. Not island. It's not island. It's the mountains and shit that's like supposed to be real nice.
I'm down.
Hey, Google.
Oof.
Where's the Poconos?
Hey.
Oh, she's wrapped.
That was your Google?
It heard and then it stopped.
Ooh. Hey, Google. Where is the Poconos?
Nah.
Bro, let it cook.
No. I'm in the Bitcoin market right now. I need to buy and sell.
Hey, Google. Where is the Poconos?
Here's a map of Pocono Mountains, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. That don't sound like no lit place, but they say it's beautiful.
Now, along with that, my guy who does hiking says, not even 2 states away, if you want to do mountains and stuff, we can do just north of Tennessee or something. Mm-hmm. I have to get the correct information, but when he sent me the video, I'm going to go look for it. When he said the video, it looked beautiful.
Yeah, we can do that. Khan went to, and that's when she knew she fucked up. Khan went to Georgia and he was hiking through like trails and shit. So
it's a good thing she ain't got
do
no
something
chin.
Nice and close.
Yeah, whenever y'all want
to
go.
I'm super down. I'm gonna look for this thing because I really wanted to. Oh, boom.
Y'all trying to drive there or
whichever one's the most cost effective or cost efficient. Like, which one would make the best bang for a dollar?
Like her legs about to see.
No, it's a wrap for her. She's about to fold.
Those are probably 25 each.
Those definitely aren't fake.
That shit is beautiful as fuck.
I mean, that's they're fake, like, they're not as, you know, heavy as they look. You know what I mean?
That's like, share that with the people.
CrossFit weights.
Share that one with the people. Tell me you wouldn't want to go there.
Let me take it in first.
Oh, you bought the ether? Oh, you sold the ether on the
I bought and sold just now. I made $25.
Go ahead. Click play on it. Yeah, right? God, lazy.
I was like, you're not going to take it from my hand at all.
Oh, huh? You lazy now. Look at that one.
Make some more
watch
money.
The video.
Oh no, it's right at the end.
Well, he can play the press button, the play button.
Yeah, all right, so right at the end. No, I'm saying right at the end when you said it.
Oh.
So, all is well. It's all good because we're wrapping it up right now. All right,
guys, it's been real. Eugene in Saskatchewan, we got you with another episode. Holla at your guala.
I know you've been waiting for the hot minute. You thought that's we were never going to do new episodes ever again, but we came through. They we hold like you that. Down. Yeah. We do what we need to do. Never think we're going to leave you guys again. You thought we were never doing this again. You thought we were over with the podcast game. We're not them other podcasts.
Never.
We got that good quality.
We fought with y'all the long way.
Exactly. No, we don't just give you that trash. Yo, she transformed like Optimus.
Yeah. Damn, bro. What y'all trying to eat? Hey. IHOP make burgers and shit.
I have not eaten IHOP since I've elevated my palate.
I know. I really think I think facts, you can bro. Destroy your insides if you try to go back.
Denny's and IHOP are out of circulation, bro.
He eats wings in the morning. He's a young boy.
Oh, bro, you ain't hit 30 yet. That's right. You ain't never had heartburn.
Same conversation.
I felt different. Right when I hit 29, I was like, nah, I can't be eating the wild bro, shit.
I was
trying to
tell you. I was like, how do you live this way? I was like, oh, you're in your
20s.
She
getting launched out the building.
The first time I had heartburn, I was like, oh I'm grown.
Yeah, grown. I've had it a lot recently. I've been 30 for 3 years.
I have Tums on top of my fridge.
I don't eat past 8. This is going to be crazy.
Yo, I'm down to get some food. But I ain't gonna eat IHOP, bro. IHOP and Denny's. Denny's, the last time I had Denny's when I just was said this in college. Bro.
We just spoke about that same thing. Like,
I was in college and I was like, oh man, I love to get some breakfast from Denny's. And I was like, you see, they got the apple pie with the ice cream? It's like $3.
Yeah, but they don't got nothing left.
What you mean?
That's open at this time.
It depends. That's 10 something, dog. We good, bro. This is Miami. This is Florida, dog. 10
something, bro.
Yeah. So, in order for us to do that, we have to leave you guys. I'm sorry. We wish you could take you with us so we could do an ASMR mukbang vlog, travel vlog. But we respect you guys, and we're happy you got to listen to this. So, it's been a bit. Does anybody have any food recommendations? It's a wrap. Oh, there you go. Put them guards on. It's been you know, a little bit for us to add any type of food and or TV recommendations. Go with it.
So for my food recommendation, it's going to be a little different from what we usually do. I'm going to say get yourself an air fryer. I've gotten one and it's changed my life.
The air fryer witnesses?
Boy. No,
there's a lot of air fryer witnesses right now.
Yeah, but I didn't know. It's, like
everybody says
yeah, get an air but fryer. It's like, yeah, I cook with no grease and the shit came out wonderful. Like, yeah, man, y'all going to have my air fryer lemon pepper chicken,
hey,
man.
You ain't
that shit go hard.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Nigga, you said that yesterday too.
Yeah, I did say.
I texted that this morning to a girl.
Hey, that's how you can tell we 30 plus.
We all use the same lingo. It's all in circulation. She was like,
"You better tell that jive turkey."
She said some shit to me this morning because she was like, "Dang. You living your best life." And I was like, I saw you in Mexico the other time. She was like, I'm going back to Cancun in February. Oof, you can come. No problems. I was like, don't tempt me with a good time.
To be real, I stole it from you. You know what I said last night? I knew you were there. Okay. So I was like, no one else knows this. So I'm the one that originated this.
I was like, you said that too?
I stole that from you. I heard you say it one time. I was like, noted. I do that to Patrick all the time. I was like, yo, don't ever use this in California. It's mine. Because I used it first there.
Slap their knee and stuff. You know,
every time,
fudge, I just killed him.
Every time I'm walking home, he goes, "Have a safe drive." I was like, "That's a good one." Noted.
You know how hard that workout is? Her hair.
No, it's real. That's real. I'll give a TV recommendation.
Lupin.
All right, go ahead.
That's all I wanted to say.
Ooh. I was gonna watch it.
If you say, have you finished it?
Yeah, it's only five episodes.
It's five episodes.
Whoa,
that's on four.
But it's worth it.
An hour each.
It looks like it's good.
I think it's like 45 minutes.
Maybe. It's not limited though, right?
Plus they made it.
It's a limited series.
It's a second,
but a second part coming already. Yeah.
All right, cool. I'll get to it. So, in order for us to leave. Wow. In order for us to leave, we must wrap this up. So appreciate you listening.
Crypto.
If you listened all the way through.
By crypto.
Tweet at us at MMVpod. Don't tempt us with a good time. Just randomly. That's how we know we heard you all the way to the end of the episode. So appreciate you listening. Once again, take it easy and be safe. Mask up if you're in South Florida because we got that vid, boy. You might want to watch out when you're down here so you can come back. But thank you all. Be easy and peace.